In this bulletin, 4 new local COVID-19 cases detected in Victoria, New South Wales to put together a proposal for a dedicated quarantine facility, and in sport, Naomi Osaka thanks fans for their support after she withdrew from the French Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Four new local COVID-19 cases have been detected in Victoria, including two infections linked to ARCare's Maidstone Aged Care Facility, announced after the latest reporting period. The aged care cases are a 79-year-old resident and an agency-registered nurse. The resident is asymptomatic and is fully vaccinated against COVID-19, but is being transferred to hospital for public health reasons, while the nurse has received their first vaccine dose and is also asymptomatic. Acting Premier James Molino says that the two new infections announced earlier today are both known primary close contacts of existing cases.
One new case is another employee of the Port Melbourne Finance Company in their 50s who has been isolating for the entirety of their infectious period. The other new case is a teacher from the primary school linked to the West Melbourne outbreak.
The federal government will provide Victoria with an additional 100,000 Pfizer vaccine doses over coming weeks to meet strong demand. It comes as Australia reports another record day of COVID-19 vaccinations, with more than 88,000 people receiving a jab yesterday. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says more than 5 million vaccines have now been administered across the country. He says the extra doses for Victoria will be supplied over a three-week period from the 14th of June.
We'll provide that extra 100,000 doses, which will support 50,000 individuals receive vaccines over the coming weeks. That's a recognition of the very strong work being done here in Victoria and the strong demand. We want to see other states and territories have that same degree of public support and confidence. It's going well around the country, but always we push for more.
The New South Wales government says it will put together a proposal for a purpose-built quarantine facility in the state. It comes after Victoria secured an agreement with the Commonwealth to build a 500-bed centre to add capacity to its current hotel quarantine system. It's expected to cost at least $200 million to build, but a decision is yet to be made about whether it will be located at Mickleham, north of Melbourne, or at Avalon Airport near Geelong. Treasurer Dominic Perrottet says while hotel quarantine has been successful in New South Wales, a separate facility could also be beneficial there.
As the state that's done the heavy lifting when it comes to hotel quarantine, setting up an individual facility that may assist us over the next 12 months and particularly probably alleviate pressure on the hotel system, that's something we should look at. The federal government has said that they will support these types of facilities in other states.
Doctors are concerned Medicare rebate changes for some common private surgery procedures could see patients more than $10,000 out of pocket. More than 900 procedures, including heart, hip, shoulder and other surgeries, will be impacted in next month's overhaul of the Medicare benefits schedule. But Australian Medical Association President Omar Khorshid says a lack of detail about the changes has been provided to doctors and private health funds.
Our message to patients having orthopaedic surgery, also cardiac and general surgery, is that if you do receive a bill that is not what you're expecting, if your doctor's unable to tell you what your fees are, it's not the doctor's fault, it's not the health fund's fault on this occasion, it's the government's fault.
To sport, and Naomi Osaka has thanked her fans for their support after she withdrew from the French Open, citing mental health issues. The world number two initially said she wouldn't attend the tournament's post-match press conferences due to the undue pressure put on players. But after French tennis officials fined her and threatened to remove her from the Grand Slam for not honouring mandatory media commitments, the 23-year-old pulled out of the competition herself, revealing she'd been suffering from bouts of depression for several years. It's unclear whether Osaka will return to the game in time for Wimbledon, which begins later this month. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Partly cloudy in Perth and 19 degrees, showers developing in Adelaide and 20, partly cloudy in Melbourne and 18, similar conditions in Hobart and 17, morning frost and partly cloudy in Canberra and 14, mostly sunny in Wollongong and 21, similar conditions in Sydney, also 21, mostly sunny in Newcastle as well and 20, sunny in Brisbane and 23, a shower or two in Cairns and 27, and more humid and sunny in Darwin, 31. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.
There's a new go-to website for Mandarin and Cantonese speakers in Australia.
Keeping you up to date with the latest Australian and international news and community stories in your language.
Featuring articles, videos and podcasts. From the headlines to health advice, comfort food to local travel tips. Read, watch or listen anytime, anywhere. And discover stories worth sharing at sbs.com.au/Chinese.